cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
We had to take a little break away from the mic for a minute. Some things happened, but anyhow, let's see. We're going to go play this clip about Davos, what happened. We've been telling you about this place for years now, but there are some good things happening there. People are going there that are standing up and making it very clear. Look, guess what? You, elite, those of you that have been trying to want to control us, that want to make us eat bugs, want to kill us off with your shots. And by the way, some of those that were involved in the beginning of the World Health or the World Economic Forum now want to have Bill Gates arrested along with Klaus Schwab and some of the others. They're actually pushing, this is some of the elite are asking now that some of the other elite get arrested for murder because they took the shots and they didn't get the placebo. They got the actual shots and now they're sick and dying. But anyhow, let's go over to right now to the People's Choice and hear about Davos.
Thousands of children have been flown into the World Economic Forum under cover of darkness for the global elite's annual summit in the Swiss alpine resort of Davos, according to World Economic Forum insiders, who reveal the horrific scale of the elite's chosen vice. Dozens of private jets have been turned into child escort carriers to traffic the children across borders and into the viper's den, according to sources familiar with the matter. None of these children have passports, and the majority of them don't have any form of identification. Their past is unknown, and their future does not bear thinking about. We've been warning the world about the child sex trafficking industry for some years. During this time, the elites have been hiding in plain sight and furthering their plan to normalise and finally legalise paedophilia. This evil can't be allowed to continue. We need your help dismantling a 9,000-year-old Satan-worshipping paedophile cult. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Satanic rituals have become traditional at the opening of Davos summits and the elite are becoming increasingly shameless when it comes to rubbing our faces in it. The theme this year is rebuilding trusts and will be attended by 3,000 guests, including many of the most notorious members of the cabal. But when they descend on the exclusive globalist summit, attendees do more than just discuss global conflicts, the economy, technology, and how they can enslave the human race and usher in a new world order. They also bond and build bridges with one another at A-list soirees and parties. In fact, according to an insider, these parties are the most important part of the whole summit. We already know what happens out in the open. It's all cocaine, champagne, caviar, and fine cuts of meat. While the elite plot how to ban the rest of us from consuming anything other than bugs, insects, and recycled toilet water. It's bunga bunga according to the mainstream media. But in reality, the situation is much darker. Much, much darker. Demand for sex work skyrockets each year at the meeting of world leaders and business tycoons who jet in from all around the world to rub shoulders with each other. But what the media won't tell you is that the majority of these sex workers are underage, and many of them are extremely young. It is said that over 1,000 private jet flights arrived and departed airports serving Davos in January, and approximately 12 of these were packed with underage children being trafficked. According to the sick and twisted minds in the corridors of power in Davos, age of consent laws have no place in an enlightened society because they discriminate against a child's right to choose to have sex with adults. After this quick break, we'll expose the next step in the elite's plan to legalise paedophilia and destroy the nuclear family. But first, an important word from our sponsor. The People's Voice has exploded in popularity this past year, gaining over 50 million views and counting. As the fastest growing independent media outlet in the US, the time has come to expand and we want to take you on the journey. Visit collective.thepeoplesvoice.tv for more information about how you can claim your ownership stake in The People's Voice, earn profits as we grow, and get involved in all future editorial decisions. Here at The People's Voice, we believe that TPV should be governed by the people themselves. That's you. Infiltrated governments across the world, operating under the direct control of the World Economic Forum, are waging war on our children. Klaus Schwab's young global leaders are systematically attempting to normalise paedophilia and decriminalise sex with children. And they're now so arrogant, they're no longer even trying to hide it. Jacinda Ardern is now a full-time WF employee. But during her time as Prime Minister of New Zealand, a judge declared that 12-year-old children can consent to sexual intercourse with adults. No need to hit rewind, you heard me correctly. The case in question featured a 45-year-old man whose defence centred on the claim that his 12-year-old victim wanted it. According to the middle-aged man, the 12-year-old girl pressured him for sex. Disturbing times in New Zealand, but are you surprised? We're talking about a far-left authoritarian state, led by young global leader Jacinda Ardern, where citizens are being told to put their total trust in government.
We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you else you see, a grain of salt.
New Zealand has fallen, but they're not the only ones. President Macron's French government voted against having an age of consent in France in 2018. Becoming the first nation to give in to pressure from an international cabal determined to decriminalise sex with children across the world. This means federal law in France has no legal age of consent, and adults who have sex with children of any age will not be prosecuted for rape if the child victim is unable to prove violence, threats, duress or surprise. Is it any coincidence that Macron is another WF Young Global leader, who just so happened to be groomed by a much older woman while he was an underage boy at school? Russian President Vladimir Putin warned us years ago that the global elite plan to normalise paedophilia in the West. According to Putin, the global elite engage in Satan worship. Do as thou wilt is their motto. It appears he was correct. The attempt to normalise paedophilia has been playing out before our very eyes for years. And who better to desensitise the masses than the mainstream media and their favourite stars? Oprah and her stable of paedophile friends have been taking every opportunity to quietly undermine traditional family values for years now.
So this is what so many people don't understand. A big part of the confusion and shame for child victims is that the attention and the seduction from the predator, who is probably going to be somebody you know.
Right.
In order for it to work, it has to be somebody you know, somebody you admire, somebody you respect, or maybe even love. And it feels good. I mean, if you're 7 years old and somebody, which I was trying to say this to my friends who had children, you're 7 years old and someone is stroking your penis, it feels good. Right. Even though you don't have a name for what that is, it feels good. And when I first said this years ago, people were like, you're crazy, because everybody wants to believe it's like sexual assault and you're being thrown up against the wall and you're being raped. And I have said for years, if the abuser is any good, you won't even know it's happened. You will be in it and you won't even know it's happened. And if the abuser is any good, he or she is going to make you feel like you're a part of it.
According to Bill Maher, a relationship between a 30-something and 12-year-old child is totally fine, and society should stop being so uptight. But the elite are not stopping at age of consent laws. They're now laying the groundwork to take away the natural right of parents to raise their own children. Hillary Clinton once said that it takes a village to raise a child, and the global elite are taking this concept even further. A World Economic Forum professor has declared that parents will soon need to obtain a license from the government in order to raise their own children. According to the professor, parents will need to prove that they accept the radical pro-paedophilia and transgender agenda before being granted a license. In his paper, The Kids Aren't All Right, Expanding the Role of the State in Parenting, the WF official argues, individuals have no right to rear their biological children, nor do they have any interests weighty enough to justify a right to rear children generally. Since these rights don't exist, regulated parenting policies can't be said to jeopardise them. This is just another evil policy pushed by the globalist elite on unsuspecting citizens of Western countries. If you're wondering how any adult could possibly bring themselves to argue that laws against paedophilia infringe on the rights of children, or that parents don't have the natural right to raise their own children, then you must remember that to the global elite, bad equals good. We've now reached the stage of their master plan where they're rubbing our faces in it. It's time to dismantle this 9,000-year-old Satan-worshipping paedophile cult, one guilty verdict after another. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the elite, but we can't do it by ourselves. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to support the channel, join our amazing team, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there.
All right, this coming Sunday, we're going to be showing at Doers of the Word Baptist Church The Silent Cry. We showed this, it's a 2 hours and 3 minutes. We showed this video a couple weeks ago, and the people there were breathless. They saw this, and they said, oh my gosh. And this past Sunday, several people in the church stood up and said, Pastor, everybody in this church should see that. And they turned and they talked to the people, telling them about the silent cry, okay? And so we're going to be showing this, and folks, we encourage you. It shows you, again, it goes into who's really behind all of this. The days that we're living in, folks, you got to stand and you got to fight. This, it's now or never. This is the time God has raised us up for such a time as this. And that'll be being played from 3 to 5, from 3 to 5. And then at 5 o'clock, we have the evening service starts. So that's this coming Sunday, The Silent Cry. It is, well, it really goes into what you need to know here. Let me just read a little bit of it. The sinister wickedness encompassing our country, it doesn't fit any profile, doesn't lead to predictability, and strikes without warning. While this specific evil may sound familiar, and though millions of lives have been brutalized, very few understand how deep it goes. Child sex trafficking is only the beginning. There is an organized occult effort that sometimes uses these children as sacrifices to ancient bloodthirsty demonic entities. And folks, the government is filled with this. And this is what we've been trying to expose to you now. we're going to, George, we're going to shift over now and hit some other articles. But very quickly, I just wanted to say, it seems like, again, that the LGBTQ moves more and more into Satanism. They're thick as thieves with the abortion cult. I mean, and these people in this country don't realize, these people out there listening don't understand, God doesn't rule by the polls. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about how God is immutable. He doesn't change. He's not going to change. He's not going to compromise. People that kill their children is a horrible sin in the eyes of God, and they're going to pay a horrible price, and that's reality. And so, anyhow, I wanted to say this one other thing very quickly. This coming Wednesday, the 24th, January 24th, all of you folks, what's going to happen is the Ohio Senate is going to meet to vote to override Governor DeWine's veto of House Bill 68. Now, the House, and by large numbers, overrode it. You need to call your Ohio senator. This is the SAFE Act, the Saving Adolescents from Experimentation. This is a bill that was passed to keep these ghoulish, wicked, perverted people from castrating young boys and mutilating young girls out there, even without their parents' permission or even knowledge of it, folks. It's a horrible, horrible thing in Ohio, and we can't not just sit back. And so we need for you to call your Ohio senator. If you don't know who it is, you can call 1-800-281-0253. That's 1-800-281-0253. Tell them where you live, your address, and they can tell you who your senator is. Or you can call the Senate at 614-466-8842. That's 614-466-8842. Tell you one more time, 614-466-8822. Call them and just tell them who your senator is, and they'll connect you. Let them know to vote to override that veto. It's the decent human thing to do. And with that, George, do you want to? You're welcome to stay here and be a part of the program for the rest next hour. But would you want to go ahead and give your website again for those folks that might be able to help you out?
Yes, it's George Carnell, C A R N as in Nancy, E A L as in Linda, and if you go .com, and if you'll just scroll down to the donate section, you'll see some information there. And I want everyone to know I don't collect information, I don't sell it, I will never solicit for donations. Your privacy is respected. So I want to just reassure the individuals, and most of all, I really could use your prayers as I do this, because it's not always an easy task. And Pastor, may I add one more thing for your listeners?
Go ahead.
When it comes to this this pedophile movement, some of the leaders in this country and even the activists are already starting to groom the public to believe that pedophilia is a sexual orientation, and they are calling it pedosexual. Really pay attention to the language that they are using, or MAP, minor attracted persons. But if they can get their way and get this legalized, they will put it under the LGBT umbrella. And then if you dare to balk at grown men and women wanting to have sex with your children and grandchildren, you can be arrested for a hate crime, and they will destroy your life. They are not going to stop until they can do this. And as far as the trafficking is concerned, it's more than just the sex trafficking, but they are also in other – I've heard reports from China to Ukraine to Israel that a lot of the reason for a lot of the young people who are going missing is also for organ trafficking. They are removing organs from these individuals and just discarding these bodies. It's a real sinister agenda that is going on, so we really need to pray and repent and just pray that God will just protect these children.
Absolutely. We got to pray and then put feet to those prayers and run to that battle. All right. I thank you very much for that. And again, I wanted to remind folks that we have From Queer to Christ, those that call in for a donation of $40 or more, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line, too. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We really need to hear from you. If you're going to continue to hear from us, believe me, we told you a year or so ago about how, you know, we really needed to hear from you, and many of you, we had to go off six stations. We had to go off six stations. That's the most we ever had to go off of, because people didn't believe us. Now, after we went off those six stations, we were getting all kinds of calls and letters from people saying, I'm willing to support you now. Well, it was too late, because we were off the stations. But we can go back on some stations. We have an agreement now. If we hear from you, if we get enough from those stations that we went off of, we can. I had an agreement. It never happened in the past. Usually when we went off, we wouldn't be back. But we have an agreement that if we come up with the finances, we can go back on. So here, the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. If you want to hear from us on that station you're listening to us on, we need to hear from you. All right, Joe, tell me about Professor and the election expert Halderman, how he hacks into Dominion voting machines in court on Friday in Georgia in front of Judge Totenberg. Now, remember, we told people about this years ago, and remember, they kept this, they were keeping this quiet. But go ahead, Joe.
This is one of those stories that just validates, like Pastor Ernie said, what we did. J. Alex Halderman is a leading expert, all kinds of pedigree degrees and whatnot. And he said way back years ago that the Dominion voting machines were hacked and altered, and it could have changed in the election. So he went to court, brought in the Dominion machine, and basically just sat and showed how it could be done. and even used the pen that he borrowed from the defense attorney because they're seeking, you know, to stop him from getting this information out. And the amazing thing was how simple it was. He just punched a couple of things, and it came up and went into a safe mode, punched another button and held it, and there it was. And he was able to, right there in court in front of the judge, alter the results on the machine. He went over the power button, held it down for 5 to 10 seconds, and it put the machine in a safe mode. And then he showed the judge the display, the picture of the on button, and he pushed it for 5 to 10 seconds to instigate the reboot. But, you know, it asked if he wants to go into safe mode. He pushes yes, so it doesn't shut down or reboot. It goes into safe mode. And it opened up all the files and changed the contents right there in front of the judge. Fantastic story, but I noticed I found this story on worldnewsdaily.com, WND.com. I haven't seen it on Fox. I haven't seen it other places. I've been looking all day. And clear back in June of 23. The Federal District Court for the Northern District of Georgia finally unsealed the 96-page Halderman Report, the security analysis of Georgia's ImageCast X ballot marking devices, and the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, had been hiding this report from the public for the past 2 years. The report now is out. And if you go to WND.com, reporter describes election expert breaking voting machine. I'll repeat that, WND, if you put in reporter describes election expert breaking voting machine, you go there and there's a link where there's a copy of this 96-page Halderman report. And it's amazing. It hasn't been out in the major news, but there it is. And it says how open and vulnerable these Dominion machines were to being hacked from the inside, from the outside, how vulnerable everything is. And remember, all it took for Halderman to change was a pen to change the voting totals on the machine. Open did it in an open court. This is one of the first times. Remember, all the courts were saying, oh, there was no election fraud. Well, the courts never and judges didn't look at the facts. This time, the judge had him come in. He brought the machine and showed the judge the truth. So we need to thank Mr. J. Alex Halderman for proving the Dominion machines are easily hacked, easily altered. And he said more research before he could prove that they actually were. But he showed how easy it could be done.
Well, now, Donald Trump knew about that, George. Back then, Donald Trump was trying to tell people, we knew about that, okay, but you couldn't get anything on it. I mean, we knew it was happening, but we couldn't get any...
They sealed that report, right.
Yeah.
It was sealed for 2 years, and it was only unsealed this June, and they kept the unsealing kind of off the record. Nobody saw it. And finally, the people, the staff over there at World News Day, WND.com, found it and put a link to it. It's a long 96-page thing you got to download.
The Gateway Pundit's carrying it, too.
The Gateway Pundit's carrying it now. Well, we've got at least a couple of brave organizations. So the truth, it's amazing, folks, the truth gets out, but how long did it take to get this truth out? And it's still not out in the mainstream news. And until it gets out on Fox or Newsmax, it's going to be a big secret to, I'd say, most of the people in this country, except for those that go to those two websites and listen to What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry. You are in the know.
Right. We're always out here, and people always say, how do you always get these stories before the so-called mainstream media? You're out there a week or 2 weeks. It's not that we do. They know it, too. Their job is to keep the information from you. Our job is to get it to you before they can pull it down.
Exactly.
Right?
And they're hoping if they don't get it out, anything but a minor little news source. Now, World News Daily used to be very big, but the entire big media went after them, tried to keep them from advertising, tried to cut their revenue stream down, did everything to destroy that news organization that Joe Farrow started. And we've had Joe on this program. He's an old friend of this ministry. We both know him. He was. You've had him on the radio many times.
When he was just getting started, when they were just getting, we had him on here. We were promoting his website.
Right. The past few years, he'd had a bunch of heart problems and was not able to continue working.
The communists were going after him. Communists were going after him with everything they could. They were trying to sue him to get him off the air.
We don't want the truth out on the internet, folks.
And so here. Obstruction of justice. Explosive report reveals Trump-hating J6 committee secretly deleted over 100 potentially damning encrypted files right before the GOP took over the House. Again,
right. And that's illegal because, folks, those files are supposed to be recorded. There's a special way that they have to be recorded by... Oh, I'm trying to remember. Take me a minute to think about it. There's a process that they have to be recorded by the government. And this was never done. And, of course, they tried to hide it. And now Representative Laudermilk has gone and requested, and they found out there were four sets of documents. The committee received two. The others, they got the computer. And they were able, a forensic team was able to scrape the hard drives, and they were getting information. Now, they've got the information, but there were 117 files deleted and encrypted. They now have them, but they need to get the passwords so they can read these encrypted files. So Congressman Laudermilk is demanding answers and passwords from the January 6th committee. They've been trying to hide this from you, the people, from all of us. I wonder what's in there that they thought they would have to go against government regulations. They would have to try and delete something and hide it and break some, you know, fairly big government rules that could put people in jail.
I can tell you what was in that. The fact that the insurrection was committed by the Democratic Communist Party. That insurrection was committed by the Democratic Communist Party against the American people, against patriot, Christian patriot taxpayers that were there to exercise their First Amendment because they knew that they had had their election stolen. And they were angry because it was done right in front of us. And so that's why they were there, and they want to hide all the fact that you had over 100 of the FBI, the dirty cops, okay, insurgents, what they call assets, insurgents in that crowd causing the problems out there, that this whole thing was caused on purpose because they fear Donald Trump. They feared that Trump was going to expose the child trafficking, the sex trafficking, all of the corruption within the Communist Party. Now, this guy, Representative Benny Thompson, he should be in prison. This guy has committed high treason, and he should be, he's a communist from, what is it, Mississippi? He should be in prison for what he's done.
Well, this whole thing was a huge setup. Now, you got to remember that this January 6th committee, remember who was on it, they were required to turn over all documents to the new GOP panel, and then they were required by law to set these to the clerk of the House. And they were supposed to have these transcribed, all the interviews, depositions, to go to the White House, to go to the Department of Homeland Security, and to be archived with the clerk of the House, which was not done. So these people can go to jail. They could be prosecuted. And I couldn't find just what the, but it could be jail time for more than 1 year for what they did. So that's what lengths they're willing to go to keep you folks in the dark.
Well, we want to try to stay on the station you're listening to us on. We really do. But, you know, if we don't hear, if you don't want us, you know, it's up to you, folks. If we don't hear from you, we won't be able to stay there. Okay. And so The phone number is 888-281-1110. If you think we've been doing a good job, then help us stay where we're at. Or if you don't, we won't. 888-677-9673. Again, that's 888-677-9673. Or 888-281-1110. Folks, we really need to hear from you if you're going to continue to hear from us. And that's for real. Be right back after this.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher, and you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. Fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire, that lake of fire.
Alrighty, we are back. Alex Soros tweets out bullet hole and 47, a direct violent threat to Donald, to the legitimate president of the United States, my president, Donald J. Trump. And Donald J. Trump is way up in the polls, and the Republican base is coalescing around him. DeSantis, his most formidable primary challenger, dropped out from the race and endorsed President Trump on Sunday. DeSantis kept his word, and I have to say he's probably the best governor in the United States right now. And here, the globalist elites are in a panic. They are in a real panic. Trump is the greatest threat to their power over humanity in the civilized world. Something must be done. So Alex Soros tweeted an oblivious threat against President Trump on Sunday evening. What he has a picture of a glass with a bullet hole in it, and a hand holding out $47. In other words, the whole point is number 47, President 47.
47,
yeah. And so, go ahead, Joe. I'll let you finish it.
Now, years ago, somebody would have done something like that. They would have, the FBI would be knocking on their door, going in, asking a lot of questions, and possibly bringing charges, right?
Well, they would be doing it today if it was against Biden and not Trump.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they would, wouldn't they? I was just with a double standard. I keep forgetting we've got a double standard, don't we?
Yep. We certainly
sure
do.
Hey, you know, I wanted to remind folks, today, back in 1973, January 22nd, Supreme Court issued the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. And I was thinking about it, looked up, there were several articles about it. But Pastor Ernie and I both had the pleasure of meeting the lady that the Roe and Roe v. Wade.
Norma McCorvey.
Norma McCorvey. The crazy thing was she never had an abortion. You see, she wanted one. But by the time the court made its landmark decision, she had already had the baby and kept it and realized what a wonderful thing. And she was very glad she did not have.
Remember what she said, though, George. She said she thought, she was thinking about that. She didn't know what to do. And then she ran into that wicked, evil ACLU lawyer, that wicked woman that the Bible refers to her as an unclean person, okay? And they talked her into it, just like they talk in these young people, these trans things. Talked her into saying that you need to do this for other women, so on and so forth. And, of course, they lied about everything. And she came and spoke in our church twice. And, you know what stand I take against abortion. She came to speak there twice, saying that was the worst thing she'd ever done in her life. She wished she could undo it. If there was any way in the world she could undo that horrible, horrible thing.
Right. And she had become an evangelical Christian. She died here, 69 years old back in 2017. I want to read one statement she had. I'm 100% pro-life. I don't believe in abortion, even in extreme situation. If the woman is impregnated by a rapist, it's still a child. You're not to act on your own. You're not to act as your own God. She said back in 1998.
Do you remember the last time we saw her, where we were?
We were at Notre Dame. We were there.
In Indiana. Go ahead.
Indiana against Obama getting a honorary PhD there. And that's where he told them he would only accept the honorary PhD if they covered all the crosses. He didn't want to see any crosses there at Christian University.
He came in and it was Catholic. Now, how did we get there? What was it? What was the circumstances that we were there?
You were called by some Catholics that said they needed some Baptists to come and preach.
I was called by Catholic bishops. That were a part of that, and they said, look, we need for you to come down and bring those Baptist preachers and have them come down and preach to our apostate bishops, the ones that we're running. So they recognize, of course, there's apostates in all of them out there all today. That's just the way it is across the world. The world, the National Council of Churches. Only about 10% of those that have Baptists in their name are actually Baptists. The vast majority of them are Protestant, and most of them are corrupted. And so here, the last time I saw she was leaning up against, she was sitting on my feet and leaning against my knees because I was behind her. They had just arrested you and Pastor Pavlone.
Pastor that is a Roman Catholic pastor, and he'd been beaten and arrested many times. And
yeah.
There were quite a few of us there that they were throwing in the pokey.
Alan Keyes was with you. So they came for her. And here's the thing, just as they come and they're talking. The woman in charge of getting the signs out to the people there, because we just had buses more of new people come in, comes up, she whispers in my ear, Pastor, we got to get those signs. There's a big pile of signs there. We got to get those to these people there because we have no signs. You got to get them, right? So here's what happens. Now tell me that God didn't have his hand on this one. So they take Norma, they pick her up off my feet, they handcuff her with those plastic things, handcuffs. And then the cop says to me, he's a great big fellow, the one that was in charge there. He says, do you want to get arrested too? And I said, not really. He says, why don't you then leave? And I says, you know what? Since you said that, I think let me grab my signs here and I will. And I called a few people in. And a few people ran up, and they grabbed all those signs, hundreds of them, and they stood there and watched as we grabbed our signs and took them and redistributed them out to the people. And that was, and the fella, the priest that spoke that night with us, we spoke, Alex spoke, we all had, that conference and we all spoke there. He was, worked at that, was it Mary's College for Women, and they were pro-abortion, pro, he got fired. He was a Catholic priest that got fired for telling the truth, for preaching against that horrible sin of abortion.
Abortion, yeah. That was such a sad thing. But I remember it was kind of one of the most fun nights I had. Ellen Keyes and I, Ambassador Keyes and I, stayed up most of the night singing gospel hymns. He was teaching me some gospel hymns. And we were driving the guards nuts by our singing, and the other people in the prison were clapping and singing along with us. And, oh, they wanted to get rid of us so bad, get us out of jail.
Yeah. Jim in Illinois pledged 1,000. All right, we need some people. We only have a few minutes left. We need some people to pledge, to match that pledge. And I'll tell you what, I'll match that pledge. Myself right now, put Doers of the Word down. I'm going to match that pledge. We have to have, we have to do it tonight, and folks. So match Jim from Illinois. Match my pledge for 1,000. Maybe some of you can match for 2,000. We only have very few. We don't have very many minutes left here. We'll be here till midnight, about 19 minutes. You can call in. And again, if you want to keep us on the station we're on, you're listening to us on, we really need to hear from you. We really do. All right.
Pastor, I want to add one thing. I would try and increase my pledge, but I was mentioning early in the program, I have a private email account. It got literally destroyed with a tremendous amount of information. My computer got hacked. We even had to get some new credit cards. We were hit pretty hard. And that cost, to get the computer and everything back up and going, cost quite a bit. So I would consider that also an increase in my donation to the ministry, because it was a rather expensive hack job. We must be over the target, because I sure got the flack.
Well,
you were having phones out and everything else there at the ministry.
Yeah, we've had this too. We've had it for years, but I do want to say, by God's grace, Joe, by God's grace, at least half of, or more than half of last year, we weren't, the attacks ceased. The ones where they were trying to continuously take us down. And I think there's a good reason why we were able to fend them off, and they ceased, you know, they backed off because of I'm not going to say what it was, because
yeah, let's not go there, but somebody figured out how to get to me finally, and anyway, it was interesting to wake up one morning and find 5,000 hate emails on your computer in one morning.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the start of the bad stuff.
Well, that moveon.org has been trying to get us off the air for years, okay?
Yeah.
And but
George Soros does not like the way we talk about him, the things that we've said about him, so... Remember, he's got a lot of organizations and people under his umbrella, and now he's got a son that's just as bad as he is. So we've made some, judge me not only by my friends, but you can judge both of us by our enemies. We've got quite a few of those.
Absolutely. You know, when you mentioned what today was, the 22nd, you know, that was a day, and Joe, unless I miss my guess, at least 7 of those 9 judges are in hell today. And that was one of the most wicked, evil things that ever happened. One of the most wicked, evil things that ever happened was the fact that that court that was only supreme, they were only supreme in the rebellion against Almighty God. That's what they did, is they literally said, look, what we will take, what God has made unlawful, the transgression of his dominion, the killing of his image, the destruction, we will make it legal by license. If you buy a license from the state, you can go ahead and destroy the image of God. We have become God. That's what those wicked judges did. And these cowardly politicians who wanted to get some of that abortion money, they wanted some of that bloody blood money, but they didn't want to run because they didn't want people to know that. So they got this that whore judges. They got at least seven whores. That's what they were. They're wicked.
7-2 decision.
Yep.
Well, Blackmun himself, I want to quote a line. The court held that a set of Texas statutes criminalizing abortion in most instances violated a woman's constitutional right of privacy.
Well, Joe, I want people to understand something, what we're doing. You know, sometimes they say, well, you use that language that you use is very, very powerful, fierce language. Look, when we say that these judges are whores, read your Bible, read Hosea, read Jeremiah, read Ezekiel. The Bible tells them that they have become whores. They've gone a whoring.
In fact, yes.
In Ezekiel chapter 4, he tells them that not only he said, when your wives and daughters become whores, I'm going to turn them and I'm not going to punish them. I'm going to punish you, their leaders, because you were whores first. But all through there, he refers to these. So we use the biblical definitions. Is it inflammatory language? Well, listen, those that call the truth hate, it's because they hate the truth. They call it hate speech. What we're preaching tonight, they call hate speech. We're preaching what God has said. This is what God has said. We didn't come up with this stuff. Our job is
We call them sodomites because that's what God calls them. God does not call them gay and happy and all this other stuff. He calls them sodomites, and so we follow Scripture.
Yeah. Ken, you got to put me down for 1,000. Doers of the Word, put us down for 1,000. Okay. James in Ohio pledges 40. Dale in Michigan pledges 50. All right, folks, the numbers are 888. We're still waiting. We're running out of time. We are really running out of time. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If the people understood that what is heading their way, that God is a holy God, and holy God judges sin. And if there's no repentance, this nation is standing in the shadow of a holy and a just God. And folks, I'm going to tell you, he's long-suffering, but when it comes, you're going to wish it hadn't. And they're going to be people.
He was long suffering with the children of Israel, but look what happened when they turned on him and told him that they didn't need him anymore. Look what happened to them.
Absolutely.
So when we warn, it's because we're using a little historical fact to say, you know, God was long suffering, but in the end, the people wouldn't listen, and this is what the judgment he brought on them.
You know, Joe, that the Supreme Court still hasn't learned. Supreme Court sides with the Biden regime, allows Border Patrol agents to remove razor wire at border. Roberts and Amy Coney. I knew Roberts. We knew Roberts was a rhino. We knew he
That's
was.
Rhino Roberts.
Right. We knew him.
Yeah, he lived up to that name, too, hasn't he?
Well, yeah. He was at Epstein's Island. But you know, and Amy Coney Barrett, I didn't trust her. I thought, do we have another Sandra Day O'Connor? I hope not. And remember what Ronald Reagan said. He said the biggest regret of his entire presidency was Sandra Day O'Connor.
He listened to some people say you should put a woman, and this was one of the best. And it was one of those things, I think he listened to people when he, you know, shouldn't have. But hey, when you're president, you can't know everything. You've got to rely on somebody. And when the people under you give you wrong information, you can't really do too much about it.
Well, I'm not the president, but I know this, Joe, that everybody, that one day I'm going to die, and everybody out there listening to us right now tonight is going to die. I know that for a fact. In fact, I don't know anybody that was here 150 years ago. They're all gone. In fact,
neither do I.
In fact,
as old as we are.
Just a few years ago, I had eight other, I had eight associate pastors with me, eight of them just a few years ago, Joe. You know that. And now here locally, well, I've got you, but locally as far as in the church here, I only have one left. And so they all went home to be with the Lord. And so dying is not a tragedy, but to die in your sin,
that's a tragedy.
That's a real tragedy, because when you go,
yeah.
Is there any in between? Because God says you're going to go to heaven or hell, right?
There's no other choice. It is real simple, heaven or hell.
So did he give us a way? Did he give you a get out of the lake of fire card free? He did, didn't he?
He sure did. He gave his only begotten son.
Okay, so
you take away your sins and take your place in the cross.
So folks out there, we don't have much time left. We do need to hear from you. We're going to be here for another 10 minutes. But if you're listening to us and you have not made that decision, if you have not called upon the name of the Lord, here's what you need to do. You need to repeat after me right now as we go there. Heavenly Father, repeat after me, folks. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you, Lord, as a sinner.
I come before you, Lord, as a sinner.
I know, Lord God, that you placed your son upon that cross, a substitutionary death. He took my place. He took my sins. He paid the price for my rebellion on that cross.
Yes, he did. He took mine too.
And Father God, here, I'm asking you right now to forgive me of my sins. Father God, right now, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life, to be the Lord of my life, to come into my life and to be the Lord of my life right now. And Lord Jesus, we know that we want to do this without any reservations. We know that you have to be first in our life. We understand, Lord, that you paid a horrible price. You took the sins upon the world upon you, and you did what only you could do out there. You took away the sins of all of those who would call upon your name. And so right now I'm asking you to be the Lord of my life, all of my life. Right now, I'm a new creature. I'm a born-again believer. I'm an heir of the kingdom. And right now, I'm indwelt now with the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God bless. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
And there you go. So I hope you said that prayer out there. And folks, if you didn't get every word, just go. God listens to your heart. Just get on your knees and just ask him. Just if you don't remember all the words, just say, forgive me of my sin, Lord, and be the Lord of my life. And so do that. Go to John chapter 3, read it, and do it. Now, we are out of time again as we get to this time. Every night at this time, we say this. By the way, you still have 7 minutes to call. We say good night. We say God bless. And then we say always.
Keep
fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.